Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of this newsletter is going to be trying to force things. Well, I got several emails I'm going to go through with you today. But before we get into it, I've got a quote I want to share with you that I wrote on the topic. And it says, when we fear that someone won't love us who we want, we tend to try and force things. We call too much, show up at their place of work, send excessive emails and texts, etc., all in an effort to avoid the rejection we fear happening. When we try to force things, all we do is come off as needy, unworthy, and inadequate to the other person. When we try to force things, we're unconsciously inviting them to take advantage of us, take us for granted, or mistreat us. The self-loving thing to do that communicates confidence and value is to bottom line their actions, notice their level of effort, and allow them to choose us of their own free will. If they really want you and you act worthy, you will allow them to come to you at their own pace. That is the only way you can be content that they chose you for you and not because you forced things, manipulated them, or cajoled them into being with you. You deserve someone who loves you for you. Allow love to happen. Don't try and force it. You'll only demean yourself and end up brokenhearted. So let's go ahead and jump right into the first guy's email. He says, hey Corey, first off I want to say that your techniques work. At my job, me and this girl started chatting online and talking over the phone for like 3 months. That's a long time to be talking to somebody. I hope you asked them out. I didn't make any moves on the girl because I wasn't sure if I was interested. Come on, man. Come on, you know you were a little interested. You're bullshitting yourself a little bit there. He says, it was the weirdest thing. I found myself being drawn to her, yet I didn't feel attraction. Then one day, about a month ago, I woke up with feelings for her. Just kind of sprung it on you, huh? By this time, she was laughing at all my jokes, and she initiated that we take the train together when we got home. Long story short, I asked her out on a date, and she accepted. And looking back, I can tell you she was planning on flaking out, and she did. When I asked her about it, she made an excuse that she got sent home from work early because she didn't feel well, etc. So I was like, okay, shoot me a message or call me and we will chat. On the company phone, since I didn't have her cell. I know, I'm kicking myself in the balls for it. Well, it's like when you talk for that long, it's like you're talking. Obviously, she can tell that there's some kind of interest there, but you don't do anything about it. And at first, that's going to come off as being attractive to a woman. But after a while, it comes off as that you just don't have the confidence to go for what you want. So when we finally worked together for the first time after that incident, she was very uninterested. She sat right next to me and she didn't even look at me. And her girlfriend was observing the situation and asked her a couple of times how she felt. Well, that day I had a really good day. I was happy and different and centered. I didn't dare ask about another date. And when she saw that I carried on as usual, she began to open up slowly. I was talking to another female coworker, and this girl was actually listening to the entire conversation. It was about women putting up barriers to men's advances at work, lol. What a fucking coincidence, he says. Well, in my experience, there is no such thing as coincidences. It's interesting that that comes up because some women are Fruit Loops. Some women just don't have confidence. Some women are insecure. Some women are totally intimidated by really confident guys, even though they like those kinds of guys. And they just get scared and they run away when they become insecure. They feel those feelings because deep down, they don't think they're worthy. And so the way they look at it is if you really come off as being confident and masculine and attractive and she's really into you, then deep down she thinks, you know what, when he really gets to know me, he's not going to want me anyways. And some women just run away like that. They're kind of flighty. They're Fruit Loops like that. They're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, if you will. It's better just to let women like that go because they're going to make your life hell. Because those are the kind of women that constantly wonder about you, what you're doing. They get jealous. They're always questioning who you were with, why you didn't call them back right away. And it's just, it's a turnoff. He says, I mentioned to the lady I was speaking with that whoever goes through those barriers, they're going to get flat tires. And so here enters the nosy girl I like, and she says, what did you say? And I told her, whoever goes through those barriers, they're going to get flat tires. Pop, pop, pop. She was cracking the fuck up and turned away from me laughing. Anyways, fast forward. I had everyone sitting near her cracking up later that evening. And they all said, dude, we didn't know you were so funny. After that, the girl began to open up to me again. Now here's where I fucked up. The following day, I ran into her and said, good morning. And she asked how I was doing. But you see, we're both walking away from each other, so I got confused and said nothing. I later apologized, and she seemed very frustrated. She didn't accept my simplistic apology. It's like, apologize for what, dude? He says, now this girl is more shut down than ever. She's completely disengaged, and she feels hollow to me, like she has no emotion left for me. She's like a robot. I make sure whenever I see her to say hello and ask how she's doing, but I don't get far with her. Just one-word responses. The thing is, you got to bottom line her actions. If she really wanted to go out with you, she would have brought up another day to reschedule for. She would have said something because she would have valued you. She would have valued your time. She would have been really attracted to you, and she wouldn't have wanted to give you the impression that she wasn't interested in you or that she was uninterested in you. She would have gone out of her way to let you know that. But here, it's just kind of like, eh. So even though she may have been attracted to you initially in the beginning, you probably, you talk for 3 months and you don't ever make a move, you pretty much talked her right out of liking you. And at this point, it's kind of like once the interest is gone, it's gone. And no amount of you trying to force or manipulate or corral her into what you want is going to make it any better. He says, an older man told me not to apologize again because she wouldn't like that and to just continue to acknowledge her and talk to her, and he said that it would pass. Well, the thing is, the other thing that's going on here is you're obviously talking to all your coworkers about this woman. And so you may think they're all keeping this shit in confidence, but I promise you, most of what you're saying is getting back to her. And that's not helping your case. It's making you look weak. Because you should be hanging out, having fun, and hooking up with her, and not using everybody else in the office to try to gauge where she is. Bottom line, she canceled on you for a date. Obviously, didn't bring up anything about rescheduling. And then when you saw her at the office, she acted like you weren't even there. Those are the actions of a woman who kind of feels guilty, and she doesn't want things to be awkward. That's what women do when they're not that into you. He said that she's being that way because, this is the older guy giving him advice, he said she's being that way because she likes me and it makes a little sense because she makes a point of not ignoring me. She still acknowledges me. I feel like there's an 80% chance that I blew it. I'd say it's more like 99% chance you blew it, bro. And that I should throw in the towel. Yeah, walk and never look back. And that 20% is her testing me to see if I can open up again. What is your call? Should I move on? Absolutely move on. Be nice to her. Be friendly to her when you see her. But don't bring up getting together. And if she brings up getting together or doing anything in the future, then ask her out again. The way you should look at it is, hey, you made a date with her. You had plans and she blew you off from what it sounds like was a bullshit reason. And you got to look at that. No amount of you wanting her to want you back or to like you back is going to make that happen. It's better just to move on with your life. Flirt with other pretty girls in the office and make dates with them. Don't fucking talk to somebody for 3 months before you get around to asking them and tell me that, oh, I just kind of developed feelings after 3 months. Bullshit. Because you invested 3 months in getting to know her. It sounds to me like you're just saying that to make yourself look good because it took you 3 months to muster up the courage. But by that point, you'd probably already said and done enough to where she just thought of you as a friend. And that's really why she bailed on you. Because she didn't mind being friends with you and chatting with you. But going out on a date, that was a little bit much because she just didn't have those kinds of feelings. And so she came up with a BS excuse as to why she had to cancel on you. So let's move into the next email. This guy says, hey, coach, I just started reading your book as suggested by my friend. I've been dating this girl for 4 months, and we seem to have an instant connection. I am in IT, and her laptop was dead, and her friends said it couldn't be fixed. I offered to help, and I fixed it at a restaurant after we met. Dinner, and we played at Dave and Buster's, and then we went and got her laptop. The second date was the next day. One date per week, dude. That's how it's the man's job to start the courtship. Now, the reason why You do that, you go out on one date, and then you call her the next week, and you ask her out on the second date. And then a week later, for the third week after that, same thing. And what happens is a woman's attraction starts to grow, and she starts to feel safe and comfortable with you. And most women tend to sleep with guys by the second or third date anyways. What happens is she typically will send you a text saying, hey, I had a really great time, or something along the lines of, hey, I saw this movie, this TV show the other night, and it reminded me of you. But they're not going to ask you out. And so what happens is the frequency of their initiating contact starts to go up as their attraction level grows. And you should just use those as opportunities to set the next date and then get the hell off the phone. But here you are, you're going out, you know, a first date and then a second date. That's kind of needy behavior. Because if you're a guy that's a catch and you've got lots of options and you're busy, you're focused on your career, your mission, your purpose, you're not going to want to spend every single day and night with her, especially like when you're learning this stuff. It just comes off as needy. And what happens is, think about it. You never met this person. You just meet them and then you spend like 5 days together in a row and you're doing all the pursuing. You're doing all the calling and you're doing all the dating, the date initiating. Now, what happens in that particular case is that after 4 or 5 days, especially 4 or 5 dates in a row, she went from being really attracted to you to now, instead of just kind of casually dating, and remember, women come from the place of, are you a good match for me? Are you good for me? And after 5 days, now it feels like she's in a relationship with you. And any woman's going to run from that and want to feel like she's got to regain her freedom. So you take slow, measured steps. It's like, take your time, dude. It's not a mad dash to the finish line. It's not a mad dash to get a fucking ring on her finger. He says, the second date was the next day, and she had some major pain, and I took her to the emergency room, and she found out she had gallbladder stones, and needed to have them removed. Well, that sucks. So fast forward, we're doing great, dating, and then after about 2 months, boyfriend, girlfriend, then we moved in together when I got a new apartment. Wow, that's fast. After that, we seem to have been drifting apart. He says the move-in was to help her get out of her parents' place that she was sleeping in, and in a loft with no door policy. I'm 27, she's 24. Now she doesn't seem to want to have anything to do with me, and she's finding the littlest things to argue about and saying that we have nothing in common, which is not true. It sounds like she's trying to break you guys up, give you a reason to dump her or break up with her. I can list stuff, but I don't think that matters. She doesn't want anything to do with me, and she wanted to take our relationship back a few steps from boyfriend-girlfriend stage to what she called courtship. It's like, yeah, man, it's like it became a relationship for the first week you were together because of all the time. And some women that are weak and they're a little insecure will just go along with that. And then 2 months later, like, oh my God, I'm living with this guy. What the fuck? What am I doing here? What should I do? Fight for her or just let her go? Hey, your attitude should be, hey, don't let the fucking door hit you in the ass on the way out. And not that you're going to say that. But your attitude is like, hey, I want to continue dating and having a good time. And if you don't want to date or you want to back off, then great. Give me a call if you change your mind. It takes two people to make a relationship work. If you're telling me you don't want to make the effort, then, well, I'm going to move on. I'm going to start dating other people. And if you change your mind, give me a call. I think you're amazing. I think you're spectacular. But, hey, you know, it's a moot point. Right now, she is unemployed, and her car is 2 months behind on her payments, and she ran out of her bipolar medications a month ago, and I offered to help her with her car before they repo it so she can get a job, but she doesn't want my help and is kind of moping around the apartment. Sounds like a winner. Another reason why you should date for several years before you move in or you get married. It's shit like this. But you were all dopey and goo-goo gaga over her right away, and now you got a woman whose car's about to get repoed and she's off her meds, and that must be a whole hell of a lot of fun. It's like a fucking barrel of monkeys. He says she won't tell me or doesn't know why she is so upset with me. She's bipolar? Yeah. Please help, I like her, but I can only take so much in a relationship with our, and can't make any rhyme or reason of this. Thanks in advance. Also, she's my best friend and I want to have a romantic relationship, but also if we do break up, I still want to be friends. I need some help. Yeah, you think? You don't want to be just friends with her. Fuck that shit. If she's bipolar and she's off her medication, dude, I feel for you. That's a crappy situation. Get her, whatever you got to do, get her back on her medication, because you know that's obviously going to be part of the problem. But you got to ask yourself, do you really want to be with somebody that's screwed up like that? And you know she doesn't have a job. Her car's about to get repoed, and she's just like, eh, doesn't seem to give a shit. And plus, on top of that, she's like, we need to take a step back. And you say, great. Maybe she moved back in with your parents. That would be awesome. Like me personally, I wouldn't want to be involved with a woman that's like this. I want a woman who's got pride in herself and who loves herself, and she would never let herself get into this kind of a situation. It's not your job to fix her, and I can tell that's obviously kind of what's going on here. You want to pay her bills, you want to pay for her medication, and all you're doing is enabling her behavior and letting her jerk you around and disrespect you and treat you like you're a second-class citizen, and oh, by the way, I'm going to date other people, and I don't want to be with you, and you're just like throwing yourself at her. It's like you're throwing your checkbook and your money at her, hoping that she's going to want you more, and it's a bad way to go, dude. If she doesn't want to be there, it's like let her go and tell her to call you when she changes her mind. So let's get a third email. This guy says, hey, coach, I could really use some advice from you. I stumbled across your videos yesterday while looking on the internet to see if time apart can help a relationship. I've been with my girlfriend for 4 years now. We met in England, and the first few years have been great. She was 20 when we met, and I was 27. Now she's 24, and I'm 31. We moved to Canada just over a year ago, and although things have been going steady, our sex life is going down the drain. After some talks together about trying to make this work, things have not improved, and I said I'm tired of trying to make this work when it's not reciprocated. Smart statement. You're speaking from your heart there. And you're obviously, hey, you're not making the effort, and this really sucks because I feel like I'm the only one pulling the relationship card here. He says, our relationship is and always has been great, but for a while now, it's felt like we're just good friends, and I've noticed, after looking at some of your videos, I might have become a little needy and taken the role of the wind rather than the mountain when asking for her affection, and a lot of what you say has empowered me to man the fuck up as my love for her has pulled the blinkers over my eyes. I think you mean blinders. He says, we live together, and just 2 days ago, some truths about our relationship have come up. She's told me that she's lost some feelings for me, although she really loves me. Sounds like she loves you as a friend. And the reason she's lost attraction is just like what you said. You started acting like the woman in the relationship. So it's like the power and the roles got completely flipped and reversed. She said, the classic, it's a personal thing that she... Oh, this is... It's like this is like such a canned response. It's just amazing. You wonder if like women have this some kind of secret telepathic thing that they all say the same fucking excuse. Listen to this. She said the classic, it's a personal thing, and that she needs to find herself and be her own person for a while, and that she's really confused about who she is and what she wants. What she's really saying is, she's trying to let you down. She's saying that I'm not in love with you anymore, and I'd really like to be on my own and be single again and not be defined by you in my life. Please break up with me so I don't have to do it. And in essence is what she's saying. She doesn't have any feelings for you anymore because of the way you've acted. On one hand, she knows she has a guy who loves her and treats her so well. Doesn't fucking matter. When you act like a woman, it's a turnoff. She's not going to have attraction to a guy that acts that way. But then she has this need to want to do all this discovery in her 20s. It's not that she needs to do this discovery. She's just trying to soften the blow. She's trying to not hurt your feelings over the fact that she just doesn't want to be with you anymore because she started dating this guy that was confident, who acted like a man, and now she's dating a guy who pretty much acts like a woman. I said to her, feel free to go travel and be your own as much as you need be, and we can make it work at the same time. Trying to be as understanding as possible, but she said that might not be enough. In other words, I think I have to break up with you completely and not talk to you anymore. That's what she's trying to say. But she's trying not to hurt your feelings because that's just the way women are. He says, no, I'm coming to terms with the fact the attraction has left the building. It might have been me that made her lose that by goofing around, being funny, and not being a man she needs. We decided time apart is needed for both of us, but we are stuck in this house together for 5 more months, which is tough. We're trying to take time away here and there, but it is hard to move house in Canada during the winter. I'm not a weak guy, and I get a lot of interest from other women, but I can become a big softy when I'm in love. Have I become something that I'm not because I'm scared of losing her? Well, if you have to ask, yep. How the hell can I make this time apart work? I love this girl so much. Get back to courting her properly and acting like a man. Say, hey, let's get out of the house and go have some fun together. Hang out, have fun, hook up. Go hang out with your buddies, your friends, get a busy social life. But at least once or twice a week, and go take her out on a date. Go do something with her. If she doesn't want to be with you, then maybe she can move in with one of her girlfriends or something like that. Because she's now unilaterally decided she no longer wants to work at your relationship. And the bottom line is it takes two people to make it work. And if you want to make things work, but she's not willing to make any effort at all, and she's just waiting for the lease to be up so she can get the fuck out of Dodge, not a lot you can do about that. Stop pursuing her. Stop chasing her. Stop hovering around her. Stop trying to manipulate her and force her to want to be with you. Like I said, have at least one or two dates a week where you invite her out. You get all dressed up or whatever. You can take her to dinner. Go do something fun. Go shoot some pool. Throw some darts. Go bowling. Do some fun activities, play in the snow, go skiing, do some fun things together. Get back to hanging out, having fun, and hooking up, and act like a man is supposed to act so you can court her properly. I talk about that extensively in my book, and you can't get around learning the fundamentals. If you don't learn the fundamentals, it's like once you read the book, that'll really help you self-diagnose what you've been doing wrong so you can modify those weak behaviors that are basically making you look like a woman. Or a big wussy, in other words. Hang out, have fun, hook up. You got to get back to that. You got to get back to playing together and having a good time and being a man, being a leader, because you obviously got away from that over the time that you guys have been together. So let's get into the fourth and final email. This guy says, hey, coach, back in July of this year, I met a 24-year-old girl with a 2.5-year-old daughter. We started talking and things were going good and texting all every day. The baby daddy, who lives out of state, came down to visit late in July, and all of a sudden, the texting stopped. Sounds like you were just talking on the phone and texting, so you kind of became her therapist or her gay male girlfriend. That's not going to make a woman fall in love with you. So you were like just a friend. That's why when you meet a girl, you make date. Get right to the fucking point. Hang out, have fun, hook up. When you sit and chit-chat on the phone like that, she just puts you in friend zone. Why? Well, because a man who is direct and decisive, who knows how to go for what he wants without fear, is not going to talk to a woman he likes for several weeks and never ask her out on a date. And if he does ask her out on a date and the woman says no or she's busy or this or that, his attitude's going to be like, great, give me a call if you change your mind. I'd love to see you. He says after 2 weeks, he left town and she started texting me again. We briefly touched the subject and she made it clear that he wants nothing to do with her and wants her just to be happy. Things were going great for a few months, and in late September, she became my girlfriend. Out of the blue, mid-November, he called her and told her that he wanted her and the daughter to move in with him where he lives, and she told me that she was actually thinking about it. That's when you go, we're in a relationship together? You're telling me that you're going to go move in with another guy, even though we're boyfriend-girlfriend? That's kind of fucked up. Think about it. He tells you that he doesn't want you, and now a few months later he says he wants you to move in, and you're like, okay, I think I'm going to go do that. What you got to realize is obviously because she has a child with this guy, that she has a strong emotional bond with him already, and you, she hasn't known for very long, and plus it's obvious that you really don't know what you're doing because you're not prepared, because you obviously don't know what's in my book. He says, I reminded her of what I bring to the table and allowed her to carry on with whatever choice she felt she had to make. That's approval-seeking behavior. You're trying to prove yourself to her. In other words, you feel her slipping away, so you're going, hey, I do this for you, I do that for you, I got this, I got that. Bad way to go. I know you see this shit in the movies all the time, but that doesn't work in real life. You gotta act like a man who's a catch. And your attitude should be, hey, you know, I think it's great that he wants you to come live with him and all that shit, but it's kind of too little too late. But, you know, you got to do what makes you happy. If you don't want to be in a relationship anymore or you want to leave, then it's like, then you're going to move in with him? Then great, I don't want to hear from you again. Go focus on your relationship And if it doesn't work out, give me a call. But I'm going to move on with my life and start dating. I'm going to date other people. I'm not interested in being your friend only or sitting in the background while you figure things out with him. I mean, at the end of the day, it didn't work the first time. What makes you think it's going to work now? He continues on. He says he came into town to surprise her a few days later and stayed in town for 2 weeks. And once again, she went cold with me just like she was back in July when he came to town. On Monday, December 2nd, we agreed to hang out. That Thursday, on December 5th, and out of the blue, on that Thursday morning, I received the following text. This is so classic. I really don't deserve you. You are kind, sweet, and very patient with me. I've never had someone make me feel as special as you do. It's truly amazing. I wish I could give you all of me, but my heart still belongs to the baby daddy. Not going to say his name. Yesterday, I dropped him off at the airport and I cried the whole way there. I was so upset I made myself sick. I'm very much still in love with him. I did spend a lot of time with him and he knows me better than I know me, and that goes both ways. I really don't want to hurt you because I care a lot about you, but it's not fair to stay with you when my heart belongs to him. I'm really sorry. Yeah, I'm sure she's sorry. It's like she kind of kept you in backup position while she was trying to get back together with the ex. And you went along with it. Because you were trying to keep her from going back to him. It's just a bad way to go. He says, obviously I had to let that sink in. And the next day I replied this, being as polite as possible, even though I was dumped through text. I'm sorry to hear you say that. It makes me very sad. Believe me when I tell you that I do want you to be happy, but I'm going to miss you. Please remember that you will always have a friend in me. Stop that. Don't say shit like that. You'll always have a friend. I'll be your emotional tampon anytime. You'll always have a friend in me to reach out and who cares about you. She replied, thank you for understanding. I wouldn't want to lose you as a friend because I truly care for you. You won't hear from her again. I didn't reply and figured that that was the end of it. A week later, now Thursday, December 12th, she texted, hi. I'm looking for any advice you could give me on what is going on with her. Oh, so she texts hi. He says, I'm looking for any advice that you could give me on what is going on with her. What is she doing and what should I do? What I would do if I were you is I would say, I've given it some thought, and what you really need to do is if you're going to go back to be with your ex-boyfriend, you need to focus on that relationship. And if it doesn't work out, give me a call. And if I'm still single and available, then we can maybe start dating again in the future. But at this point, it's time for us to part ways so I can find somebody who's ready, willing, and able, and doesn't have some ex in the background that she's trying to find herself or figure out what it is that she wants. So I enjoyed our time together, but I wish you all the best, but you need to respect my wishes, and I don't want to hear from you unless you are 100% certain it's not going to work out with him and you'd like to start seeing me again. Other than that, I wish you all the best. Have a nice life, in essence. That's what I would do if I were, because otherwise what's going to happen is you've agreed to be the friend, she's going to call you and you're going to be the emotional tampon, and she's going to go, he's being such a jerk, oh, I'm so mad at him, blah, 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 and you're going to be like, oh, you poor thing. And then 6 months, a year later, this shit's still going on, and your fucking balls are going to be the size of like fucking bowling balls because of the blue balls that you have given yourself. It's just a bad way to go. You don't want to be the guy that's the fucking backup. You should think about it. If you respect yourself and you love yourself, you're not going to be interested in being anyone's backup. Something to think about. Move on with your life, dude. Hang out, have fun, and hook up with some new women. So if you'd like to get my help personally, go to my website, click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page, and book a phone, Skype, or email coaching with yours truly. And I'll talk to you soon.